The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 655.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She's a certified health coach and a NICU nurse, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Sarah Chung. Sarah, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Thanks for having me. Yeah, so my first actual job was being an NICU nurse, and I came into being a health coach just from my own struggles with weight loss and keeping the weight off. And I found that I enjoy talking to other women specifically about how I lost weight and kept it off. And they've always asked me how I've done it. So I came to this program and became a health coach, and I'm trying to help women do the same.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what's your cultural background?
I am Korean American.
Thanks for sharing that. And Sarah, what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
You only have one body and life. You better take care of it and enjoy it. I actually don't know who that's from or where I heard it. It's not my own, but I've always loved that quote.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Being yourself and being happy with yourself and who you are.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. I think, you know, happiness is something that we all, you know, think we have to strive for, but it really has to start with us. Some people like to start saying, one day I'll be happy, but being happy has to start now and has to start by working on yourself. And I think it's really important, right? Because we do so many things that doesn't make us happy. And the more when we can go after the things that do give us happiness in our lives and meanings, life would be so much better. So I really like that definition that you mentioned. And Sarah, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I was constantly comparing myself to other girls, whether it be looks, body, job, or love life. I was living in a phase of my life where I felt like I wasn't good enough.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we all can relate to, right? The I am not good enough phase. I think I still go through from time to time, but we all go through it, right? We love the compare game. And I think it's something to do with how we were brought up, especially when it comes to school. You know, it's like, oh, so-and-so got an A, so-and-so is the valedictorian, so-and-so is, you know, the next cum laude or whatever it is, right? I mean, we've been brought up in an environment where, you know, the comparing game is so huge, right, that we tend to start doing that to ourselves and not realizing that really hurts us instead of helping us. But what was that point in your life when you realized you were more than enough to go out there and, you know, be the person that you are today, especially, you know, being a health coach? What was that aha moment?
You know, I don't actually remember exactly when it was, but it could have been this past year. You know, I constantly kept with going into a new career as health coaching. I just kept comparing myself still. But then I just thought one day, you know, like I've come so far as an individual, spiritually, mentally, and with my own body. And I'm not that young, chubby kid anymore. I'm an adult, I'm smart, and I have a lot to offer. And I don't really need approval from others to make me happy. I have to feel it myself. And yeah, honestly, like, who cares what other people think of you? It's like, it only makes yourself sick. You know, I constantly made my own self sick comparing myself to other women because my, you know, everybody's body is different and I will never look like anybody. I'm my own self. So yeah, I guess it happened within this past year.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's really, I know for some people, it's really difficult for them to, you know, say not to care what other people think of us, right? And we've all gone through that stage, but you know, it takes work to do that, right? And there's days where it's not going to be great. It's going to suck. But the more we keep working on ourselves and realize that, yeah, you know, the more we work on who we are and learn to love ourselves, those thoughts will start to go away and we can actually live, you know, life more free versus being in this like bubble where everyone is judging us, right? Because no matter what happens, people are going to judge us, right? It's just it's up to us to make that decision to live life to our design or to someone else's someone else's design. So, you know, I'm really glad that you were able to realize that. And, you know, because of those realizations, what's your life been like now?
My life has been more calm, like mentally, spiritually, especially within a group of women, because, you know, like I'm a woman, a minority at that. So you're constantly comparing yourself to other women. You know, I don't look like a typical Korean American girl or Korean in general, because I'm built bigger. I like to be tan, unlike some other Koreans like to be pale. That's part of our culture. But, you know, walking into a room, I just carry myself like I am the most beautiful woman in the world. And then other people will believe it too and see that in you. It also has affected my ability to speak up more. I used to keep my opinions to myself, but now, you know, I don't find a need to hide anymore. I vocalize them. And of course, it's in like appropriate situations. You know, you have to have that filter in yourself to keep quiet, but I'm more vocal now.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. I also like to tan. I mean, you know, coming from the Philippines, whitening products are like huge there. And yeah. I wish they didn't make it seem like you have to, in order to be beautiful, you have to be pale skin. Because exactly. To me, beauty is in every shade, right? No matter if it's your dark skin, light skin, medium, pale, I don't know, whatever shade you are, you're beautiful just the way you are. I mean, you were created that way for that reason. And yeah, I mean, you know, when you see big billboards of like whitening creams and products, I just kind of like look at it and it's like disappointing, because it's like you're teaching girls that they have to be a certain way to look beautiful, not realizing like you are beautiful just the way you are. So thanks for bringing that up as well. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you'd give to her?
I suggest this actually to a lot of my clients, because a lot of them don't have self-confidence. Just look in the mirror. I know this sounds weird, but fully naked, and just name one thing about your body that you love. Don't care what other people think of you, and just live your best life.
Thanks for sharing that great tip. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out some of your work, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes. My Instagram is pretty active. It's at Best Life Revolution. And my website, it's sarahcheungrn.com.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Sarah, you can also head on over to the TaoofSelfConfidence.com and search for Sarah's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Sarah today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.